Blog Talk Radio.
You're my friend.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, great are you, oh God. Great are you, oh God. Great. You're awesome. You're awesome, God, in all your ways, God. We thank you, Father God. We come to worship you. We come to bow before you. We come to give you the glory, God, which doeth to your name, God. Father God, there's no other God like you, oh God, in all heaven and earth, God. God, thank you for creating us, oh God. Thank you for loving us, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, we just thank you for all your many blessings, God. You have showered down on us today, God. Thank you, Father God. You created us, oh God, to praise you, oh God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, that we can come freely to you, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, we can fall down and worship you, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that there's no God like you, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for our families, God. Oh, God, thank you for our children, our loved ones. Oh, God, associates, God. Thank you, oh, God, for this vast kingdom, oh, God. Oh, God, that you have placed us in, oh, God. Thank you, Lord God, for grace and mercy, oh, God. Thank you, Father God, thank you. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, that you're more than enough. All we have to do is call upon you, Lord God. God, you supply our every need, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Oh, God, Father God, for gracious are you, oh, God. Oh, God, in all your ways, oh, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for the mercy, see, God, that we can run to, oh, God. Thank you that you're El Shaddai. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, God, that you are the ever-loving God, oh, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh, God. We just thank you, Father God. Oh, God, Father God. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, that you are Elohim, God. Oh, God, the all-sufficient one, oh, God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, God. Oh, Father God, that you are Elohim, oh, God. You are Lord and Master over our lives, oh, God. You are Adonai, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. You're the everlasting God. You're the Elohim, oh God. Oh God, Father God, thank you that you are creator, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you're Jehovah Nisi, oh God. Oh God, Father God, Lord Jehovah. Oh God, thank you, Father God. You are our banner. You are our banner over us, oh God. You are our protector, God. You are Jehovah Jireh. Oh, God, thank you. You are a provider, God. Thank you. You are the great I am, oh, God. Yes, Lord God, you are Jehovah Shalom. Oh, God, you are the Lord our peace. Oh, God, you are Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Oh, God. Oh, God, you said you got a host of angels encamped all about us, God. Oh, God, thank you. You're the everlasting God. Oh, Elohim, God. Oh, God, you're Quanah. You're the jealous God. You're jealous over us, oh, God. For us, oh, God. Jehovah Rapha. You the Lord, my shepherd. Oh, God, thank you, Jehovah Rapha. The Lord that healeth thee. Oh, God, you heals us with your, oh, God. Oh, grace, oh, God, and mercy, God. Thank you. Oh, God, your grace, Jehovah Shammah, God. You are there all the time, God. Oh, God, you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us, oh, God. Thank you, Father. You're Jehovah Teskenu, oh, God. Hallelujah. You are the Lord our righteousness, oh, God. Jehovah Makedesh, oh, God. You the Lord that sanctifies us, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, we know, God, that you are everything. Oh, God, even we just say these names, oh, God, we call out your name, oh, God, because there is power in your name, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you. And all those that know your name, you said you will put your trust in them, oh, God. For you, oh, Lord, has not forsaken those who seek after thee. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. We seek after you, God. We seek your ways, God. We, oh, God, we desire your ways, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, because your ways are not our ways, oh, God. So, Lord, we seek your ways. Oh, God, we desire everything that you give, everything that you have for us, oh, God, everything, oh, God, that you have planned for us, oh, God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for this program tonight, God. God, you bless it, oh, God. Oh, God, it's in your hands, oh, God. We don't want to do anything, oh, God, without you. You said go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, God. God, we determined to bring this gospel message, God, to everyone that want to hear, oh, God. Oh, God, Father God, everyone that is hungry, oh, God. Oh, one, everyone that is a desirous, oh, God. Oh, God, Lord God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. We thank you for the blood that was shed for us, God. We thank you for a great price you paid for us, God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, God, oh, God, that you're steady molding and shaping us, oh, God, in the way that we should be, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God. Oh, for we all have sinned and come short of your glory, God. Oh, God, we ask you to forgive us, oh, God. Oh, God, truly you are God. Oh, God, we reach out to you, God. Oh, God, in prayer, in faith, in, oh, God, belief, oh, God, that you will do anything but fail, God. Thank you, Father God. We just thanking you, Lord God. Oh, God, because you said come into your courts with thanksgiving and with praise, oh, God. We do praise you, oh, God. We praise you for everything, oh, God. Oh, God, that you do, oh, God. Everything, oh, God. Father God. Lord, because you just keep on doing great things for us, God. We just thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord God, for food and clothing, shelter, the little things, oh, God. We are so grateful over, God. And, oh, God, we thank you most of all, God. Oh, God, that's one thing we can't stop thanking you for your Holy Spirit, oh, God, that dwells, oh, God, richly within us. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that's empowering us, oh, God. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, oh, God, that's teaching us and training us, oh, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, you just keep on doing it, God. Thank you, Father God. You give us food on our table, God. And, Lord, we don't go hungry, God. Oh, God, you give us a roof over our head so we have shelter, God. Thank you, Father God. It's you. You the provider, God. Thank you, Father God. Nobody knows me better than you do, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Oh, you made us and you looked on us, oh, God, and you saw it was good, God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you for everyone behind prison walls, God, that have made mistakes, oh, God. Lord, I know you still forgiving. I pray, God, that they will forgive themselves, oh, God, and I pray, oh, God, Lord God, Father God, they'll find peace and solace in you, oh God. All those that moan, oh God, Father, in the name of Jesus, comfort those that moan, oh God. Oh, Father God, Lord God, oh, Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for your comforting power, oh God. Oh, God, you just that your love, God, your love, God, that reaches, oh God, way higher than the mountains, oh God, than we can ever see, God, deep, oh God, than any sea and wider than any ocean, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, I just thank you tonight, God. Oh, God, because you're so rich in grace and mercy, God. Oh, God, your riches is, oh, God, more than we can even ask to thank, God. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, oh, Jehovah God, Jireh, oh, God, we call upon you. Oh, Adonai, we call upon you, Lord and Master, oh, of our soul, oh, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. For the things, oh, God, that you desire of us, oh, God. Oh, God, yes, Lord God. Oh, God, thank you for the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, three in one. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, there's just none like you. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you. Thank you, oh, God, for your word, oh, God. Yes, Lord God, that you have given us, oh, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for that word, oh, God, for it is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, and it leads and guides us into all truth. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for the leading of your Holy Spirit. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, my God. You made it possible. Oh, God, you makes everything possible. We rely upon you, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Oh, God, that we can, God. Oh, God, come to you anytime, anywhere. Oh, God, any place, oh, God. Oh, God, and stake our stakes and stake our claims, oh, God. Oh, Father God, you told us to ask, and it shall be given to us. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Oh, God, will you give unto our bosom? Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Father God, for the asking. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, oh, God, for faith. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that you're going to do what you say you're going to do. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, my God. Oh, God, you are our God, you are our Lord, and you are our King. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, we praise God. We praise you, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, you're awesome. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord God, thank you. My Savior, my King, my Lord. Hallelujah. You're Almighty God. Yes, you are God. Oh, you the Lord of hosts, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Yes, you do, God. Oh, Almighty God. Almighty God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. He's our friend. A friend that sticketh closer than any brother. He's our friend. Praise God. And I love to rely upon my friend. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites program coming to you tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through tonight. Maybe you're going through some kind of sickness. Maybe you have lost a loved one. Maybe you're going through some type of oppression and depression. God's Favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts tonight. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus is ready to give us rest from everything that we go through every day. Oh, yes, healing, hurts, whatever we go through. Yes, he's standing right there for us to call unto him. And he said he will answer us and show us great and mighty things, things that we know not of. Praise God. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. I love that kind of God. What about you? Things that you know not of. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, my co-host is out tonight. I guess she is still mourning with her family. Praise God. Continue to pray for her. Praise God, because she lost a brother and he was funeralized this past week. But we do have her in prayer, and we lift her up that they'll be strong in the power of his might. And God said he'll give his angels charge over them, and he'll cause them to soar again. Praise God. I do lift up my friend Alma that had the stroke down the right side, paralyzed. She's going home tomorrow, praise God. But we believe in God for total healing in our body. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. We pray for everyone that's going to be about her bed when she goes home, even the people when they come in to give her exercise, praise God, hallelujah, that it will strengthen her again, praise God, hallelujah. And we pray for all those that are sick, praise God, hallelujah, all those on God's Favorites list that I have that is sick. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. We pray for all of those. Oh, praise God. Even my cousin, they say she's doing fine again after having a stroke. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We thank the Father for that. Praise God. Because he's the one done it. He, oh, God, give them strength in their bodies again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go into the Word. And praise God, and as I go into this word, if anybody listening and they want to expound on it, I would appreciate it. Praise God. Just press 1 if you have something to say. Tonight, I want to talk about, praise God, hallelujah, my subject will be life in the kingdom of God. And we are living in this kingdom, praise God. And we are supposed to be seeking the Lord in this kingdom, praise God. Life in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. You know, I tell people, I look at this vast world that I'm living in, this vast kingdom that the Lord has allowed us to live in, praise God. And it's so beautiful. I know the enemy tried to make it look bad to us, but this is a beautiful, beautiful kingdom. God has put us in a vast garden, praise God, and it's so beautiful. Just think about it. It's everything that we need. We have food. We have air. We have clothing. We have all. We have everything. We don't have any need for anything in this kingdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the first kingdom, prioritize the kingdom and not things. Things will follow. Let's look at Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Praise God. Matthew 6 and verse 33 and see what it says. Praise God. And it reads as thus. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. So God has us here in this kingdom. And he's asking us to seek him. To seek him. He have us living here so that we can seek him and be happy with him and be blessed. Praise God. You should be walking in the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is a wonderful place. I know the enemy tries to make it look like it's bad. That's his aim. Praise God. Satan does not want us to live here in peace and happiness and joy. But when you're living in the kingdom, you are living in the peace and the joy of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. God is here. His angels is here. His Holy Spirit is here leading and guiding us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he said, seek ye. We ought to be seeking and prioritizing this kingdom as he has planned for us to do, the things that he wants us to do here. We got much we need to do here in this kingdom. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you look at it like me, but there is so much to do in this kingdom. He told us to stay here until he come back and occupy. And while we are occupied, we are to be about our Father's business. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are to be about our Father's business. Praise God. Let's look over here at Genesis. Adam demonstrated a management principle of kingdom first in Genesis 2 and 15. And it reads as thus. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. That's what we ought to be doing, dressing it. How we ought to dress this kingdom? Through worship. And dress means to worship in service as an exhilarating experience. We ought to be worshiping God every chance we get. We ought to be worshiping God and giving him glory for allowing us, praise God, to be in this vast kingdom, hallelujah, that we are living in. It is beautiful. It's great. You know, I went to the grocery yesterday at Trader Joe's, and I saw these great big mission figs, purple figs. And I bought some, and I came back home, and I ate off those figs, and I said, oh, God, thank you. Thank you for this, all these great figs that you have given me to eat off of. Oh, they were so good. I thank God for those figs. Praise God. I wish I could eat them every day. Praise God. Because they're good for me. Praise God. That's one thing God made. He made that. Every that on that tree is good. Then he told us to keep it. Praise God. And so we are to guard this kingdom. We ought to guard this kingdom. We ought to be possessing and telling people about the goodness of Jesus and bringing others to Christ. So we got to guard it in every way. Praise God. We ought to be bringing the people to Christ, storming the land everywhere, all over this city, from every part of Louisiana, and if we can get out of Louisiana, wherever we can. We ought to be guarding this land. Praise God. We can keep it safe. We ought to be keeping this land safe, praise God. You know, if we bring people to the Christ and they get saved, praise God. They keeping them from out there from getting into trouble, praise God. Preserve this land. We ought to preserve this land and to take heed to attend to what God has told us to do here. Oh, praise God. Are we doing it, people? Are we in this kingdom here? Are we taking heed to what God said, how to protect, praise God, guard, safe, keep it, preserve it, and attend? You know, he told Adam to attend to the garden. That's what we just read. So that goes for us, too. We are to be attending to this vast garden that God have us in. Praise God. I love this garden. I don't know about you. I love this garden. I think it's so beautiful. I think sometime when I'm walking, I can see the trees, and I look at them, how they waving. Oh, they just waving their hands. Hallelujah. And I just get so caught up in God, and I say, God is so beautiful. And look at the air, God, that's coming from these beautiful trees, oh, God. I just thank you, Lord God, for the air that I'm breathing from them. I just thank you, Lord God, that I can get out here and walk, and, oh, God, and enjoy, oh, God, the vastness of your kingdom, God. I just thank you, Lord God, for that I see the little flowers growing along the path in someone's yard, oh, God. I just thank you, Father God, oh, God, for, oh, God, we can look out and see all the beautiful for buildings. Oh, I just thank you, Father God, for hearts being changed. You know, I just go and I just tell God all about how he wants me to dress this beautiful garden that we are living in. Praise God. We only have room for one devotion, and that is to be kingdom. Kingdom-minded kingdom people. Praise God. Let's look at Matthew 6 and 24 on that. Praise God. Matthew 6 and 24 says, praise God. Hallelujah. 6 and 24 says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold on to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. God don't want to, you know, even though God gives us money to buy what we need, well, that's his good pleasure. But he don't want us to be a servant to it, where we are jealous with it, where we don't want to share, you know. I mean, God gives us money for different reasons, and he wants us to bless people, and he wants us to bless the house of God. Praise God. God is so good. Praise God. So we are to be kingdom-minded people. We only have room for one devotion, and that should be the kingdom of God. And that's what Matthew chapter 6 and 24 is saying to us. Be kingdom-minded people. When we are kingdom-minded, we can do the things of God. Praise God. Because he has placed us here to be kingdom-minded. Praise God. We recognize the things of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't let things slip by us. Praise God. Because we are on guard. Because he tells us to be on guard. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Kingdom first is learning to release ownership of all that we possess. And that's what I was just saying. We learn how to release, oh, praise God, ownership of what we possess. We don't hold tight and don't want to give and share. He tells us how to share with one another. Be gracious to one another. Praise God. God is so awesome. He's just here teaching us in every way, praise God, that we need to go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look at 18, Luke 18. Luke 18, 18 through 23. Praise God. God is speaking to us tonight how to be kingdom-minded people. Praise God. Right here. Not before we leave. No. Right here is where he wants to teach us and train us for his kingdom. Praise God. And let's look at this. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Praise God. And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? None is good, save one, that is God." So, you know, we can't even go around calling people good. We are all the same in God's eyesight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thou knowest the commandment. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And he said, all these have I kept from my youth. Oh, he was a little boy. When he was a little boy, he kept all this here. He honored his mother and father. And he told Jesus, I have done all this. And when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, ye lackest thou one thing. You lacking something. Don't be lifted up in pride and said you done all these things. We can't do that, people. We can't say we doing all that God has, because there's so much we need to be doing for in the kingdom, praise God. He told this man to go and sell all thou hast and then distribute it to the poor. Now, you know what God said about the poor. He said, the poor you'll have with you always. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, what are we doing for the poor? Praise God. And thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. You know, the Bible says, it's hard for the rich to even get through the eye of a camel. Praise God. Oh, if you trust in your riches, praise God. Don't trust in things, but trust in the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. When you trust in God, praise God. Oh, he'll be there for you. Praise God. He'll help you with everything. Praise God, that you need. Praise God. Hallelujah. He told that rich young ruler in verse 23, he said, go and sell all that thou hast and give to the poor. And he was very sorrowful. And he said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? Because they want to hold on to what God has given, to give out. Oh, God wants us to give out of ourselves. He wants us to not be selfish and seeking only for ourselves. Praise God. Look at God. He wants us to bless others. He said it. He said it. That's what he told Moses over in Numbers chapter 6. He told Moses to bless the people, and if you put my blessings up on them, I will bless them. Do we bless people? I try to bless someone every day, everyone I talk to. And before I depart from them, I say, bless you. And they don't understand it sometimes, but they don't realize I'm really putting God's blessing up on them. I pray that they be blessed. I pray that they be blessed, and they going in and coming out. They're rising and they're sitting down anywhere God want them to be blessed. I just put it on them. I don't know how God gonna do it. It's not my business how God gonna do it, but I know God said he'll do it. I bless you tonight. I do. I bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Kingdom pursuit means to seek after God with all of our heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to look at that in Jeremiah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Seek after God with all our heart. Jeremiah 29 and 13 says, and ye shall seek me and find me, and when you shall search for me with all your heart. See, when we seek after God, God's going to open up. God's going to open up things for us where we thought there would be no way. Yes, God is opening up doors for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. The divine command is to seek the kingdom of God first and foremost. Seek mean, you know what seek mean? Seek mean is to desire wholeheartedly and to go after with intensity. Seek mean to search carefully for. Seek means to seek out and go after, to search diligently. Seek means to seek after with eagerness. We are eager to do the things of God. Seek, number five, is to reach out to. Who are you reaching out to? Who are you reaching out to? Make it a purpose. Make it a thing to reach out to somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. I hope you all are getting this, because when I studied this, this is so rich to me. I even meditate more on where I am, where God has me at this time. Because, see, he have us here right now for a purpose and a reason. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, let's continue. The pursuit of the kingdom means to make decisions that are in alignment with the kingdom of righteousness. The pursuit of the kingdom means to make decisions that are in alignment with the kingdom of righteousness. So, we are to make sound decisions. We are to ask God to lead us and guide us when we are going after some task or doing something. We are to ask God to help us to make sound decisions. Decisions that's going to please him. Not wrong decisions. Not bad decisions. But profound decisions. Decisions that will carry us through life or others through life. Decision that is pleasing to the heart of God. Decisions that will build our faith. Decisions that will carry us over the next hurdle. Praise God. In this life, we will have trials and tribulations. Decisions that will help us through every trial. Decisions that will help us through every tribulation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you seeking God daily? Are you seeking his kingdom daily? What he wants, you know, some people, they just going through life without any understanding. And God wants us to be seeking him or what he wants us to do here. The good things. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Kingdom's pursuit means God govern our life and not you. Now, this one really touched my heart when I read this one. When we are not doing things on our own, praise God. That's in Luke 6 and 46. Let's read that. Praise God. Luke 6 and 46 says, praise God. Hallelujah. You ever thought about that? Just going on doing things that you want to do and not being led by the Holy Spirit. Well, you fall into hurdles like that. You fall down the ladder. Luke 6 and 46 says, hallelujah. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Oh, my Lord. Why are you going to call him every day? Every day you're talking about the Lord and you're not doing what he says. My Lord, hallelujah. You're not obeying, you're not working in the kingdom. Oh, and much as, you know, that's why he said, oh my God, every time the word come to me, praise God. That's why he said the fields are white, but the laborers are few. We're not pursuing the kingdom. Not pursuing the kingdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. Read that again. Praise God. Luke 6 and 46. Praise God. And it said, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say. And do not the things which I say. What did God say do? There's so much he told us to do here. He told us one thing, to worship him, to praise him, to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Wherever your feet shall trod, wherever, whatever ground God gives you, you're supposed to be possessing that land right there. And it went on to say, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my saying and doeth them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man which built the house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it. You want to be unshakable. You want to be one that's unshakable in God's kingdom. Hallelujah. No matter what kind of storm come in your life, no matter how the devil comes to shake you, you are unshakable. For it was founded upon the rock. You are found upon that rock, which is Jesus. Praise God. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man without a foundation. Come on, somebody. Built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. You see why so many falls in so many diverse temptations? Because they're not built upon a solid rock. Praise God. And yes, when the storms come in their life, they want to give up. They want to die. They want to go to drugs or many other things instead of being built upon that solid rock, which is Jesus. Jesus is the center of everything in our lives. And we don't put him first. We're building up on a foundation that is not solid in this kingdom. You will have all kind of breakdowns. And you'll say, how did I get myself into this? I know many do. Yes, yes, as I talk to many, they have fallen into the temptation and the sin of the enemy is ravishing them. And they're working, twisting, trying to get out. But the only way they can get out is Jesus. Jesus is the center of it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Without Jesus, we are nothing. Praise God. Kingdom righteous means right positioning. You get yourself positioned in the right position with him. Praise God. Jesus is the only way. Praise God. He's Lord and King over all. Praise God. Righteousness is the acceptance of God's right to govern us that is realized through faith. So if we're going to let God govern us, yes, we got to have faith. We got to have faith that he's going to do it. It's the only way, is have faith in God. Out of all I've talked about tonight, it leads up to Jesus and faith in Jesus Christ, of what he has done for us at the cross. Praise God, it's already done. All we got to have to do is have the faith to believe. Praise God. That God can do anything but fail. And God is doing great things in our lives as we possess the kingdom of God here on earth. Praise God. This kingdom that we are in, praise God, we have much work to do. Much work. Praise God. Like the rich young ruler, he thought he had done it all. When he had kept all the commandments from a youth. But there was more for him to do. And God let him know that. Praise God. He let him know that was good. But there's one more thing, son. There's one more thing I'm asking you to do. Go sell all you have. Then he was hurt. He didn't want to give up his money. He didn't want to give up his money. He was holding on to something that God wanted him to give up. What are you holding on to? What are you holding on to? Are you holding on to time or someone saying, I don't know what to do? It's all laid out right here in the Word of God. It's all laid out what he wants us to do. He wants us to possess this kingdom because he has put much, he said, he has put it to our hands to do it. You just need to ask, and he will direct your path. Praise God. He's willing to show you the way that you should go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, one more scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is so good. Praise God. I have another scripture here for you. Hallelujah. God, just his love is just so innumerous for us. And we're going to go to 2 Corinthians. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 4 and 18 says, hallelujah. Praise God. God is so good. I just love God's word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. All right. And it reads as thus. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 4 and 18. While he looked at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Praise God. So there is a supernatural. Supernatural. That's where I'm getting to. The supernatural things that are seen are unseen. We ought to look to God, who is the supernatural, is where I'm coming from. We can look into the supernatural and ask God to direct our path. Praise God. The things that are not seen, he will reveal himself to you and you and you. He will manifest things to you that you thought that would not be manifested. God is God, and God can do anything but fail. Praise God. He loves you just that much. And he wants you to advance the kingdom for him. Praise God. He could have chosen someone else, but he chose you. He chose you to be an attendant because he knew that you can operate in the supernatural things that he has planned for you. Praise God. Spiritual things. Spiritual things. Things which are good, those things which are of a good report, those things which are true, those things which are pure, those things which are lovely. Hallelujah. God wants you to be spiritual because he made you a spiritual being. Praise God. Hallelujah. So living in the kingdom, yes, we are kingdom-minded people. Hallelujah. And we serve each other as one that loves God and not the world. Praise God. Because the world will be always doing something that is not pleasing to the eyes of man. But we love God because he so richly loved us. He's richly done so much for us, more than we can even ask or think. That's the kind of God we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. Numbers chapter 6, 23, 24 says, he told Moses, I want you to bless my people. And he said, if you put my blessings up on them, I will bless them. And this was the idea blessing that God sent down to the earth. He told Moses to bless the people. I just believe that blessing is still stands for us today. And I'm going to forever bless God's people. So I say unto you tonight, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you. And may he give you peace this week. Praise God. We are looking into the supernatural things of God. What God want to do in our life. Mighty things. Mighty things. Because the blessings of the Lord is upon us. Praise God. We're going to walk in the blessings. We're going to pray in the blessings. We're going to teach in the blessings. We're going to tell others about the goodness, all that he has done for us. Praise God. There's no demon in hell can stop us. Hallelujah now. Because we're on the right track. We're on that. Oh, praise God. Our hope and our faith is built upon that solid rock. Have a good night now. Bye-bye. I love you much.